Testing, testing. Korea. Testing, testing. Korea. Testing, Korea. Testing, testing, testing. This is 20th of March, 1954. I'm Korea North, the 38th yet. This morning, three letters arrived from home. The first one I opened told me that the maid came through to the States okay, except it probably was open. Somebody played the darn thing over. Of course, that doesn't matter. We never say anything that you have to be ashamed of anyway. I'm glad it came through okay. And now I'll use the thing more frequently. I'm glad to get these three letters. Haven't heard anything from home for about a week. Well, since this is March the 20th, I'm starting a new month, a new year in Korea. I've already completed 4 months out of the 16 that you're required to do. It seems that March is a big month in the Ryber family. First of all, it's a month of birthdays, two, mine and yours, and it's also the month that I'm scheduled to leave in Korea, back for the States next March. 20th is the last day I'm supposed to be over here. Got 4 months of the 16 in. In addition to that, why, it's income tax month, and yeah, we don't want to forget the wedding anniversary and so forth. But let's get down to something else right now. We're having liver for dinner. And as you doggone well know, I don't like liver, so I'm not taking in the mess hall this noon. So I'm working on this right now, and until it's time to go to the office. We work 7 days a week over here, even Saturday afternoon, Sunday. Of course, there's not too much doing, but I like to drop in once in a while, see what's going on. Now, answering one of your back letters, I don't know what to tell you about your wedding ring, whether to get it fixed or what to do. It's when they wear thin and break a couple of times, I guess there's nothing to do but get a new one. I don't know whether to get one over here or not. I wouldn't know what size to get, and in fact, I am not sure that they have a sizing stick over here. They might have in Japan. Of course, I got my 4 months in, and now I'm eligible for R&R. They say the little R. R&R, that means rest and recuperation, for gives you about 1 week in Japan if you want to go. I personally see no reason to go to Japan. I have no desire to go there. I've been over there. I know what they got, which is nothing but a bunch of junk, other than probably a few dishes. I'm toying with the idea right now of sending home a full set of dinner dishes, and maybe you can get rid of a lot of that stuff that we've been carting around, and we can start the retirement year off with something other than old junk. And by the way, talking about retirement, that brings up a good point. It's coming faster than we think. This morning I was filling out a form and stating all the service that we have and so forth, and I find that in September next year, that is it. That gives us our 30-year retirement, 75% lieutenant colonel's pay. I don't see any reason to going over 30 years at all, like old Wirt did. I think we should get out in 30 years and look around the country. We got the car, we got our own home, and we don't have to stay there if we don't want to. We can look around the country a little bit. I notice on this playback that I sometimes sort of stutter, and that's on account of this doggone bridge work I got. They're sort of wiggling a little loose and sort of hiss now and then. Can't help it. This is an experimental reel, and I want to tell you a little bit about it, so when you get the rest, you'll know what to do. When you play one of these things over, don't rewind it. Just put it back and run it through the second time. Now that'll use up the entire reel. Instead of just having one track, we'll use both tracks. In other words, you'll get twice as much for your money. That's what it amounts to. So don't forget, don't rewind it. When it plays one through once, just take it off the spindle on the right hand side where it was, where it's winding up on, and put it back on the other side and run it through again, and then you'll get the second half. Now as I'm talking, I'm watching this doggone thing record, and as you listen to me talking here on this tape, if you look at the machine, you'll see it. It's going through and playing and winding up. When it gets all wound, and the original reel that I've sent you is empty, just take the one on the right-hand side where it's wound up, put it back on the other spindle, and run it through again. Then you'll get the other half of the reel. It's doggone hard to sit anywhere and talk to yourself without any notes of any kind and try and convey a little message to somebody else on a recording like this. Now, as I told you on the other reel, I have no notes, and I've got to stop the doggone machine and then start it up and play it back and listen to it and do that over and over again while I'm thinking of something else to say. And if I stutter along, why, you just have to bear with me, because it's just like writing a letter. You just don't sit down and pen it all off right away quick. You've got to stop and think what you're going to say. And that's the way this doggone thing works. You may hear an airplane going overhead once in a while I'm recording. You may hear guns go off, our tanks and artillery and everything are firing, they're out on the range. And in this Quonset, why, it's not soundproof, and so don't be surprised. You hear strange noises in the background, that's probably what they are, or a Jeep coming up the hill. All those noises might be recorded, and I can't take them out. Don't know what to do. You can't set up in the middle of the time to record, but then you should be in the sack getting a little sleep. So don't forget now, on these tapes, on all of them, that every one that I'm going to send from now on, I'm going to use top and bottom. So when one when you run it through once, don't rewind, but put it back on the other spindle and run it through again. Then you got it just about. Yeah, it'll be interesting to know. I'd be very anxious too to find out how that works, whether our machine takes it or not, or whether we have lost half of it. Like I say, this power over here is not too dependable. It's liable to go off any time, depending on the generators. Well, getting back to this one letter, I got a big bang out of that little mouse over there. That you should get him with a trap if you use the right kind of bait. I'm just wondering what kind of rats I got over here. They tell me that they're pretty big. I haven't seen any yet. Don't have any in the tent. That also hope I don't have any. Don't want them. Now, I don't think any sulfur candles, though, are going to do you any good as far as keeping them out of the house is concerned. Well, that's all right now. Don't forget, do not rewind this reel. Just put it right back and run it over again, and then you'll have that much more news, let's say, news or whatever it is that I have to say, which probably don't amount to much, but something to talk about. And just put it in and run it through.